So there I am on my client call. I'm teaching a new concept about integrating your belief with your behavior. I will often use real-life examples to really bring these concepts home. So I share an example that my prices are increasing, and I would now be charging in US dollars. This was a new action that came from a belief. Almost immediately after I said this, the chat section on the call went silent. Now, here's what you have to understand. That chat section is always on fire. Often, I can't even keep up with all the messages. And now there was nothing. Radio silence. I was confused. But what happened next was really interesting. Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. Hello, thank you, my friend, for being here. I'm so thrilled that you've shown up today. And I want to thank you for joining my Facebook group, Hina Success Circle. If you haven't, after you listen to this episode, go to the description and you'll find the link there, because that's where you and I can connect in real time. All right, so there I am looking at the chat, come to a complete stop. It honestly slowed down faster than my metabolism did when I turned 45. I check in and I say, whoa, it's gotten kind of quiet here. And then slowly the comments start back up. Things like, I'm worried if I can afford you. I have a reaction to you charging in US dollars. I have a bunch of Canadian clients. That's a large increase, and so on and so on. Now, there was a time when this would have been really upsetting to me. I would have thought, oh no, my clients are angry with me. My clients don't like me. My clients are upset. My stomach would have been in knots about it. But I wasn't feeling that way at all. Instead, my reaction was one of curiosity. Why were some of my clients really upset about this when it didn't even affect them? Since they're existing clients, the price increase would not apply to them. It would only apply to new clients. Why does stepping into a bigger version of myself trigger them? This is how we know we have changed. When we can see a difference in how we would have reacted in the past to how we are reacting now. So the next day, I started the session by asking my clients to step into their goal. For some of them, that meant flying into their lakefront property on a float plane. For others, it was being on stage. For some, being a sought-after leader in their industry. Many of them had millions in their bank account. I helped guide them into this version of themselves. And then I asked them, how do you feel from this place? They used words like excited, light, free, joy, bliss, expansive, love, grateful. And then I said, okay, from this place, how does my new rate sound? And the response was, non-issue. I can easily pay that. I would pay you double. You're so worth it. Now, what changed? The price is still the price, and it still doesn't affect them. But what changed was the lens from which they were seeing it through. And here is why I was so shocked that some people had a negative reaction. Because this is how I see my clients. I see them in their goal. I see them as sought-after leaders in their industry. I see them with millions in their bank account. I see them like this all the time. When I announced my next level, it bumped up against their own limiting beliefs and what they feel they are worthy of. You see, when people have a reaction to pricing, it is not the number they can't get their head around. It's that you can value yourself that way. That is what is hard to comprehend from where they are. And I know this because I was like that. Neville Goddard said, "Everyone is us pushed out." Right? Stay with that for a moment. Everything you see in your world is your consciousness reflected back to you. So I woke up some internal dialogue for my clients of what they think is possible for them. It was never even about me or my price. So think about that. The whole world is you pushed out, your state of consciousness. The whole world. So it's in the little things too. You know, this makes me think about one of my friends and apples. Okay. She goes to the grocery store to buy apples and she looks at the price. She does not buy the apples she wants. She buys the cheapest apples. Do you know what apples she wants? She wants Honeycrisp. She wants the Honeycrisp apples. But she ends up with Gala. She doesn't want Gala. So when we were talking about this, she was like, screw it. I'm going to start just buying the Honeycrisp because that's what I want. And that's what she's been doing. And then her partner comes home after he's done the shopping and he brought home Gala. And she's like, oh, no, 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 no. I am not available for Gala apples. This is a Honeycrisp household. I am no longer a match for that. Now, I know that that can kind of seem a little trivial, but you know what they say, how we do one thing is how we do all things. So just think about what your external world is showing you about your internal world. When I was able to get my clients to see the situation from their bigger version, my prices were no big deal. It was not a trigger. So this was a great opportunity for many of them to realize that they were responding from a place of lack. Sometimes we don't want to go through facing negative reactions, understandably. So we bend over backwards to make ourselves in a way that will be acceptable to others. You know, think about it. If you were to go to a plant-based restaurant and you wanted steak, would the owner say to you, well, okay, let me think about this. Maybe we can get a barbecue. We'll put the barbecue in the parking lot. That way we won't be cooking in the kitchen of the restaurant. And then we can set you up outside to eat it because I don't want to lose this sale. No, that wouldn't happen. It's ridiculous. The person would say, go to a restaurant that serves steak. Because if they did that, they would be betraying themselves. And that is what happens when we are accommodating everybody else at the cost of ourselves. We betray them and we betray ourselves. Because we also don't give people anything to rise to aspire to see what is possible for them. When we look at people and say, who are they to do this and that? What we're really saying is, who am I to do this or that? Ironically, the questioning that I received from my clients about my new prices reinforced that I made the right decision for me and for them. It turned out to be such a great learning. And of course, there were many of my clients who were not triggered at all. They were immediately inspired and started raising their prices. But here's how I look at it. Honestly, this is what I've decided. If me stepping into a bigger version of myself makes someone uncomfortable, they can unfollow, block, not work with me. It's all good. It's all so good. I can still appreciate them. Well, let's do that now, shall we? Let's move into gratitude. If you're able to, go ahead and grab pen and paper or simply open up notes on your phone. If you can't do that, no worries. Just close your eyes, connect with your breath. Inhale and exhale. Now, I want you to think of people that you admire, people that have really stepped into a bigger version of themselves, and you're so happy they did because they inspire you. I think of people like Sarah Blakely, who created Spanx, this crazy idea she had and then pounded the pavement and made it happen. Oh my gosh, so inspiring. I think of Bob. Oh, my mentor, Bob Proctor, did not even have a high school education, bet on himself, and has changed not only his life, but the lives of millions around the world. Who came up for you? Personally, I am also super duper grateful for you. That you take the time to listen to these podcasts, to spend time with me. I know there are so many options out there, and it means the world to me that you and I are connected. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group if you're not there already, Hina Success Circle. So we can connect in real time and you can ask me any questions that you have. If you love this episode, will you do me a favor? Please rate it, write a review, download it, share it, tell people to listen to it. I really feel this information is so important now more than ever. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I will see you here next time on Possibilities. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips and presented by the Frequency Podcast Network.